ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. Counter-terrorism detectives have charged another person over the firebombing of Melbourne's Adas Israel Synagogue in December 2024. A 20-year-old man already in custody for unrelated offences was charged this morning with criminal damage by fire, conduct endangering life, and theft of a motor vehicle. Authorities allege he's one of three men involved in the attack, with two others arrested last year. Iran's Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei is claiming US President Donald Trump signed their ceasefire agreement to end the war out of desperation, adding that upcoming talks over Tehran's nuclear program will not be easy. US Vice President J.D. Vance says the agreement is already bearing real fruits for the American people, with oil prices dropping to their lowest level since March. Meanwhile, traffic is moving through the Strait of Hormuz, with analysts hoping that exports through the strait return to normal in the coming months. And a former head of auditing at KPMG has admitted he authorised a search of a whistleblower's computer out of concern they would leak the company's own confidential information. A joint parliamentary committee is investigating allegations the consultancy firm used confidential information from Lendlease to win other audit contracts. Former head of audit Julian McPherson told the committee today that he authorised a covert computer search of the employee who blew the whistle on the practice because of concerns they were looking for a new job. And for more news at any time, you can follow the ABC Top Stories podcast.